Merkel forever. Poll suggests German leader could move to top European president role. By Chris Tomlinson on September 15, 2021. A survey pitting outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel against current French President Emmanuel Macron for the head of the European Commission has suggested that many EU countries would support a Merkel presidency. The European Council of Foreign Relations, ECFR, survey asked residents of 12 European Union countries if they would support Mrs. Merkel or Mr. Macron in a theoretical race if the pair were to face off for the president of the EU role. Mrs. Merkel, who is German Chancellor, has already been the de facto leader of Europe for 16 years, won a plurality of the votes in every country, including France, and an outright majority of the votes in the Netherlands, Spain, and Portugal. Even in France, where Emmanuel Macron currently serves as president, Merkel beat the French leader by 12%, though nearly half said they either did not know which candidate to choose or stated they would not vote. In total, 41% said they supported Merkel as head of the European Commission, and just 14% said the same for Macron. The poll was, probably deliberately, vague about which EU presidency respondents were voting for. While the question asked which of the two leaders would be best for a president of the EU role, the European Union actually has four presidents, the leaders of the Parliament, Council, Commission, and Council of Ministers. That said, the ECFR survey also asked questions specifically about the president of the European Commission, who is presently former German defense minister and Merkel protege Ursula von der Leyen. This is broadly considered to be the most high profile of the EU presidents. The Commission president takes part in G7 summits, for instance, and may have been the role the ECFR were obliquely asking about. In June, a similar poll conducted by the Pew Research Center on Global Leadership saw Mrs. Merkel come out as the leader most trusted to lead the world ahead of US President Joe Biden and President Macron. According to a Tuesday report for the Times newspaper, while Merkel has announced she will be stepping down as German Chancellor after this month's German federal election, there is expectation she may even remain in the role into the new year due to coalition negotiations that are expected to be protracted. The question of Merkel running for European president is part of the broader ECFR report labeled Beyond Merkelism: What Europeans Expect of Post-Election Germany, which also sees respondents showing confidence in Germany defending their economic interest as well as standing up for democratic values, but have low confidence in Germany's ability to handle relations with the USA, China, or Russia. These findings confirm that EU citizens do not necessarily trust Germany to lead the EU in their interests in a world of intensifying great power competition. When it comes to geopolitics, Berlin's credibility is limited, especially in comparison to other policy areas, the report notes. Europeans appear to see her as being not very geopolitical, suggesting that the diplomatic and military efforts of the German government have either gone unnoticed or been ineffective during the foreign policy crises of recent years, the authors add. As Merkel leaves the political stage in Germany, the German respondents to the ECFR survey appear noticeably negative toward the future of their country, with 52% saying the country's golden age is in the past, compared to 34% of all the countries surveyed. This overall picture suggests that, should skepticism about Germany's prosperity become more widespread in Europe, Europeans may become less willing to see Berlin as a pillar of Europeanism. The report states and adds, growing skepticism about Germany's economy would erode trust in its ability to lead Europe, severely impeding its ability to do so. Going into the September 26 election, Merkel's successor and head of the Christian Democratic Union, CDU, Armin Laschet is polling far behind the Social Democrat, SPD, leader Olaf Scholz, who could succeed Merkel as chancellor. In an interview with CNBC, former SPD leader Martin Scholz stated that a Scholz government would not be a continuation of Merkel. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.